Greetings, it's Brother Steve again with the Daily Inspiration for a Fountain of Life. As I said last time, this time I'm going to go through Proverbs and we're going to pick out verses that have to do with business and business dealings. This is not a comprehensive list. There's a lot more that could be found. And also, I did not organize it by category. It's just in order as it appears going through Proverbs. So the first one, and I just wanted to mention just the importance of you know, how we do our business in light of the world around us and their way of thinking and their way of doing business, and that there is a distinct difference in how the man of God will conduct his business. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 9 and 10. Honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruits of thine increase. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with new wine. There's just one principle that appears in Scripture, the idea of giving, to give to God or give to the poor, the first fruit of your increase. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with new wine. Then chapter 3, again, verse 13 to 20. Happy is the man that findeth wisdom, and the man that getteth understanding. For the merchandise of it is better than the merchandise of silver, and the gain thereof than fine gold. She is more precious than rubies, and all the things thou canst desire are not to be compared unto her. Length of days is in her right hand, and in her left hand riches and honor. Her ways are ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace. She is a tree of life to them that lay hold upon her, and happy is everyone that retaineth her. The Lord by wisdom hath founded the earth, by understanding hath he established the heavens. By his knowledge the depths are broken up, and the clouds drop down the dew. So here is just a picture of the importance of wisdom and understanding, and how that is the best. It's better than any other merchandise, any other gold, whatever that we can. Then verse 27 and 28 says, withhold not good from them to whom it is due, when it is in the power of thine hands to do it. Say not unto thy neighbor, go and come again, and tomorrow I will give, when thou hast it by thee. There's the principle there of paying your bills in time and not waiting just for the sake of waiting. You know, if you have the money with you, give it to him, and don't say that he should come back later and you'll pay him then. But pay your bills and pay him on time. Then chapter 6, the next one, verse 1 to 5. My son, if thou be surety for thy friend, if thou hast stricken thy hand with a stranger, thou art snared with the words of thy mouth, thou art taken with the words of thy mouth. Do this now, my son, and deliver thyself when thou art come into the hand of thy friend. Go humble thyself and make sure thy friend. Give not sleep to thine eyes, nor slumber to thine eyelids. Deliver thyself as a roe from the hunter, hand of the hunter, and as a bird from the hand of the fowler. And there, just the a strong warning against co-signing on a loan or something like that, when you're basically promising to pay somebody else's bill if they're not able to pay for it. Then verse 6 to 11 talks about laziness. Go to the ant, thou sluggard, consider her ways, and be wise, which having no guide, overseer, or ruler, provideth her meat in the summer, and gathereth her food in the harvest. How long wilt thou sleep, O sluggard? When wilt thou arise out of thy sleep? Yet a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to sleep. So shall thy poverty come as one that travaileth, and thy want as an armed man. And just the importance like an ant, providing her meat in the summer, gathering her food in the harvest. And just the importance of diligence and being able to work and lay up for the winter and prepare for your or provide for your own. Then chapter 10 is the next one I want to look at, verse 4. Chapter 10, verse 4 and 5. He becometh poor that dealeth with a slack hand, but the hand of the diligent maketh rich. He that gathereth in summer is a wise son, but he that sleepeth in harvest is a son that causeth shame. Again, just the importance of diligence and the need to gather in summer. And that could be taken a lot of different ways. I mean, basically gathering, working hard when you have an opportunity to prepare for a time when maybe there's not so much work, or for a winter. In this case, it's talking about winter, but basically just the blessing or the principle of I guess as the saying goes too, to make hay while the sun shines. Then verse 26, chapter 10. As vinegar to the teeth and as smoke to the eyes, so is a sluggard to them that send him. Speaking of maybe a servant or an employee that is lazy or not willing to work or something like that. It's like vinegar to the teeth and as smoke to the eyes. It's irritating. Chapter 11, verse 1, talks about honesty in fair measures. It says, a false balance is an abomination to the Lord, but a just weight is his delight. So just the importance of being honest measures and whatever when we're selling things, that make sure that we give plenty and not cut short, cut our customers short or something like that. That was verse 1, and then verse 4. Riches profit not in the day of wrath, but righteousness delivereth from death. And here's just a verse to kind of put it in the right perspective. Business is about profits, but here it just says the best profit. Does riches profit not in the day of wrath, but righteousness delivereth from death? It's the importance of keeping it in the right perspective. Verse 15. He that is surety for a stranger shall smart for it, and he that hateth suretyship is sure. Again, just a warning against a co-signing. Verse 18. The wicked worketh a deceitful work, but to him that soweth righteousness shall be a sure reward. A warning against deceitfulness. And many times deceitfulness and lying and those kind of things can be a temptation. It looks like, could very easily make a quick buck or something like that, but it will always catch up with you. You will ruin your reputation. People will have a reputation for not telling the truth, and thus people will be careful about buying from you. Verse 24 to 26. There is that scattereth and yet increaseth, and there is that withholdeth more than is meat, but it tendeth to poverty. The liberal soul shall be made fat, and he that watereth shall be watered also himself. He that withholdeth corn, the people shall curse him. but blessing shall be upon the head of him that selleth it. Just a warning against greediness or encouragement to be liberal, to give, to, it says, there is that scattereth, yet increaseth. And there is that withholdeth more than is meet, but it tendeth to poverty. Just the principle of God that when we give and we are generous, God is generous to us as well. Then, let's see, where were we? Chapter 12 and verse 11. He that tilleth his land shall be satisfied with bread, but he that followeth vain persons is void of understanding. Again, just the importance of working with your hands and how that you can provide for your own, and he says that he should be satisfied with bread, but he that followeth vain persons is void of understanding. Verse 24, the hand of the diligent shall bear rule, but the slothful shall be under tribute. And speaking of diligence versus laziness, 27, the slothful man roasteth not that which he took in hunting, but the substance of a diligent man is precious. 13, verse 4, the soul of the sluggard desireth and hath nothing, but the soul of the diligent shall be made fat. And then verse 11, wealth gotten by vanity shall be diminished, but he that gathereth by labor shall increase. Here's a good verse that talks about, you know, how we would say, not any business is a good business. So we have legitimate, honest businesses, and then there's businesses that are, you know, a man of God should not be involved in. For example, would be the entertainment in an industry where you see this happen so many times, where this new singer or actor or actress or whatever it might be rises to fame very quickly and becomes very wealthy very quickly. And by the time they are 30 years old or so, they are wasted and many times die of overdose or drunkenness or something like that. And so many people have been destroyed by that idea of wealth and fame and whatever and quick money, and yet it almost without fail ends up in destruction. Again, just you know, reminder of that to be careful about the path that we're on, that it has a destination, we're going somewhere. So that was in, okay, verse 11. Now we're 14, verse 4, chapter 14, verse 4. Where the oxen are, the crib is clean, but much increase is by the strength of the ox. And maybe in the at first glance, why this, you know, okay, so what does that mean, or why is that verse in there? But as I see that, you know, maybe just putting it in modern context, is that so an ox in their day could have been, you know, in our day most of the times we have machines or we have tractors or we have whatever else it might be to. And just, I think, just a picture of, you know, investing in something like that, that there's much increase that there is, you know, something to speed up the work or whatever, that there's, you're able to do more than what you could otherwise. So verse 14, or 15, verse 20, chapter 15, verse 27 says, the fear of the Lord is a fountain of life to depart from the snares of death. That's not the verse that I wanted. Okay, yes, I'm in the wrong chapter there. He that is greedy of gain troubleth his own house, but he that hateth gifts shall live. He that is greedy of gain troubleth his own house. Again, a warning against greediness or whatever. Good to work hard and earn an honest living and not be greedy, but just to be willing to work for what we get. Give to the poor, be generous. And then 16 verse 3, commit thy works unto the Lord, and thy thoughts shall be established. There's an interesting one, that we can commit our works unto the Lord, and he will establish our thoughts. I don't know exactly what that means, but clear our mind, give us the ability to think clearly, or whatever you want to put in there. Verse 8 says, better is a little with righteousness than great revenues without right. Better to be, it's better to do an honest business and do things right, and even if it means not making as much money, than great revenues without right. Verse 11, a just weight and balance are the Lord's. All the weights of the bag are his work. Again, just a an encouragement to be honest in our measures. Give good measure. Don't cheat. And verse chapter 18, verse 9. He also that is slothful in his work is brother to him that is a great waster. That's an interesting verse too, where it says talks about something that is sometimes somebody that is slothful, somebody that's lazy basically, is the same as somebody that's wasteful. I guess you could say he's wasting his time. His brother to him that is a great waster. 19 verse 17 says, he that hath pity upon the poor lendeth unto the Lord, and that which he hath given will he pay again. There's another interesting verse that's talking about lending, and we, you know, who are in business know what it is to be a lender, to borrow money maybe also to loan money out. And here is an encouragement to be generous, to give to the poor. It says that if we give to the poor, we are as making a loan to God. And that which he hath given will he pay again. An honest lender or an honest borrower, I guess I would say, will always pay back what is due. And who is more honest and upright than God? If we lend to God, it says he will give again. That which he hath given, will he pay him again? God will give us back. And, you know, if you look at other verses, like in Matthew and Luke, talking about giving, he says even that be a hundredfold. So he gives good interest. That was in 19, and then 20, verse 10. Diverse weights and diverse measures, both of them alike are alike abomination to the Lord. Again, just a warning against using or cheating in your weights and your measures. Verse 17. Bread of deceit is sweet to a man, but afterwards his mouth shall be filled with gravel. A warning against deceitfulness, cheating, lying. It will come back, and it will be, it says, your mouth shall be filled with gravel. Verse 20-21, an inheritance may be gotten hastily at the beginning, but the end thereof shall not be blessed. Talking about easy money and the dangers of easy money. Easy come, easy go, some people say. So at the end of it will not be blessed. 21 verse 6. The getting of treasures by a lying tongue is a vanity tossed to and fro of them that seek death. Again, a warning against lying and cheating. Verse 25 and 26. The desire of the slothful killeth him, for his hands refuse to labor. He coveteth greedily, all the day long, but the righteous giveth and spareth not. So, okay, so that was 25 and 26, and then 22, chapter 22, verse 7. The rich ruleth over the poor, and the borrower is servant to the lender. It speaks of borrowing, and the borrower is servant to the lender. And then verse 9 is another one. He that hath a bountiful eye shall be blessed, for he giveth of his bread to the poor. Verse 16. He that oppresseth the poor to increase his riches, and he that giveth to the rich shall surely come to want. A warning against not having pity on the poor, I guess you could say. Verse 26-27. Be not thou one of them that strike hands, or of them that are sureties for debts. If thou hast nothing to pay, why should he take away thy bed from under thee? Again, a warning against co-signing or being responsible for somebody else's debt. Then verse 29 is a good one. I like this one. It says, seest thou a man diligent in his business? He shall stand before kings. He shall not stand before mean men. And I think basically it means he's going to be recognized. He's going to be brought before kings or important men. He's going to be known. He's going to be honored. And then chapter 23, verse 4 and 5, labor not to be rich, cease from thine own wisdom. Wilt thou set thine eyes upon that which is not? For riches certainly make themselves wings. They fly away as an eagle towards heaven. Just a warning against just that desire to be rich, that desire to have a lot, and how it can be deceitful. Chapter 24, verse 30-34. I went by the field of the slothful, and by the vineyard of the man void of understanding. And lo, it was all grown over with thorns, and nettles had covered the face thereof. And the stone wall thereof was broken down. Then I saw and considered it well. I looked upon it and received instruction. Yet a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to sleep. So shall thy poverty come as one that travaileth, and thy want as an armed man. Just a little picture of somebody not taking care of his business, not taking care of his field, and how it's got all overgrown with thorns. There's work. Business is hard work, whether it's farming or whether it's whatever it might be. It's work. There's responsibilities. There's things that need to be done. That was, okay, then chapter 28, verse 6. Chapter 28, verse 6 says, better is the poor that walketh in his uprightness than he that is perverse in his ways, though he be rich. Just another, putting it in the right perspective, that righteousness, uprightness is better than riches. Verse 8, he that by usury and unjust gain increaseth his substance, he shall gather it for him that will pity the poor. That's interesting. Again, one of those principles where generosity, you can say as Jesus says, give and it shall be given unto you. Pressed down, shaken, and running over. And here he's saying how somebody that's in an unfair way increasing his wealth, he will gather it for somebody that will have pity on the poor. In verse 19, he that tilleth his land shall have plenty of bread, but he that followeth after vain persons shall have poverty enough. Again, just the importance and the value of diligence and hard work. And In verse 20, a faithful man shall abound with blessings, but he that maketh haste to be rich shall not be innocent. Somebody that's his goal is to be rich and is making haste to be rich, he shall not be innocent. And then 22, he that hasteth to be rich hath an evil eye and considereth not that poverty shall come upon him. And 27, he that giveth unto the poor shall not lack, but he that hideth his eyes shall have many a curse. Again, just an encouragement to be generous, to give to the poor. We will end there for now. And just encouragement again to study through this and allow this to be your guide in whatever you do.